Blog Talk Radio.
Club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? What? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There are some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mud. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece. My crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bey would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang one.
The local police, not all. Just the ones who roll like beef.
Gang two.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang three.
The Cleveland public school system. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top three gangs, then that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown man. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. No matter what said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devil. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf. Cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 50 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young or Lil. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Huh. When you're a child, you do childish things.
True.
When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun, but put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters, H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator, HJS, Kilroy, still rolling.
That's that adult club song from HJS Music featuring Sheriff Kilroy. And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 48. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. And for those online, you can dial in at 646-478-0944. And we'll speak to you, but I better give you three quick disclaimers. Just three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Hey, go back on hold. Change your mind, press one or call back. That's how we'll do it. I got two phone callers on those lines, 216-804-440-376. I'll be getting to you all shortly. But let me give you all like the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, if I might. Starting at number 10, Eastside. Number 9, Emax the Image. Number 8, Black House. HJS Music. HJS Music is at number 8. That makes more sense. Number 6, Black House Sounds. Number 6, the debut of Napo with Dog Catcher. For those who want to find him on Facebook, it's EGHTOFFNAPO. Moving up to number five, Suave Gotti with I'm Jim Brown, the single off the album of the same name. Number four, moving up, Black Odyssey. You know they were interviewed in an international magazine, Underground Hip Hop December issue. Number three, The Biggest Jump, last week's grand opening for City Break Studio. They had a grand opening City Break Studio party there at 5404 West 54th Detroit Ave. Yes, breakdancing is still around, and they do other dance as well. Interpretive, pop locking, you name it. A lot of their dancers have been featured during festivals and other areas, doing all types of unity, dance moves, crunk, all of that. And they do tan. They do teach the art of dance, which is nice. Number two, moving up, Police Brutality Forum. More on that later on, how that went. And number one, debut, Peaches and Galatias Memorial. There's more on that. That was a beautiful Facebook Live event. Before I go to the phone callers, just allow me to at least let people know some of what's going on if I can. I will start off and say that shoutcast.com is 24 hours a day. You can type in Hood Tunes Radio for our entire playlist, listen to music throughout the day. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't say that the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Black on Black Crime Incorporated follows at 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe between East 152nd, St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue as well. 44110 is the area code for that. And before I take the first phone call, wow, let me at least put it out there that Georgios Carriassos, Penei 2, June 25th, 1963, December 25th, 2016. You can see why he changed his name to George Michael, right? He was an English singer, songwriter, producer, member of the duo called Wham. They were known as, you know, as well as his style was 80s, 90s. He was deemed the post-disco dance pop. That's what they entitled to him, post-disco or dance pop. He wrote all his solo and Wham's music. Now we see why he went solo. It was kind of easy for him to do. Sold more than 100 million records worldwide. 1987, his debut album, Faith. That CD sold 20 million copies, seven number one singles all together in the United Kingdom, UK. So whenever you see UK charts, you know what that means. He had eight number one hits. Billboard magazine ranked him as 40th of the most successful artists ever. He formed Wham with Andrew Ridgely. That was an easy name to remember. I'm wondering what that name is in real life. In 1981, such songs by Wham was like the Wham Rap, Careless Whisper. Solo career really started out major when he did a song with Aretha Franklin called I Knew You Were Waiting. Won a Grammy for Best R&B Duo or Group Performance, 1988. Also, he ain't write it, that particular song, but the other songs that he wrote was like I Want Your Sex, basically was banned, Faith, Father Figure, One More Try. 2004, after arrest, he openly admitted that he was gay, fought on issues such as anti-war, anti-poverty, anti-racism. He just passed, like we said earlier, December 25th, yesterday at age 53. Age freaking 53. Wow. Which causes me to think just a little bit more for the simple fact that I'm age 47. I'm going to go to 216-804. 216-804. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter, and what I would like to do is wish everyone, and hoping that they have had a very Merry Christmas and looking forward to a Happy New Year. And blessings, peace, and love to all who are listening.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. That says a whole lot. Thank you. And as you choose to go back on, hold. I just want to say I wish that to everybody as well. Before I go to the 440-376 and then the 216-835 phone numbers, which I can say I appreciate everyone who takes the time to listen online or just to call in and talk. Trust me, a lot of people want to hear what you have to say. Definitely, I want to take the time. It's almost like a good news, bad news thing as I roll through, but we're going to go to the good news, definitely. And I want to definitely thank the Get There Corporation, my man, Brother Gary Cantor, Sister Theodere, HJS Music, Vanessa's Fashions, Edge Hill Community Church, Carrington, Great Holidays. I want to thank them all. I also want to wish everybody, myself, Merry Christmas season, Happy Hanukkah, as well as start off and let people know that you may not hear about it that much, but Dr. Malana Karenga, 1966 to 1967, created Kwanzaa, which is to run from December 26th to January 1st. It's a week-long celebration, first African-American created holiday, Kwanzaa. Swahili means first fruits of the harvest, and the Swahili represents Pan-Africanism. Although it was created to be opposite of Christmas, but by the time it was mid-90s, black people celebrated Christmas and Kwanzaa simultaneously together, one following the other. Malana Karenga was known for 1960s and 1970s Black Power Movement, co-founded Black Nationalism alongside of Hakeem Jamal and the social change organization United Slave. Now, there are seven principles of Kwanzaa, and I'm going to read first their principles in Swahili and then the American translation second. So number one, you have, like the first day, we're going to today, Umoja, which means unity. Number two, Kanji Kagalia, that's self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Number four, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Number five, Nia, purpose. Number six, Kumba, creativity. Number seven, Imani, faith. So I just wanted to let you know that. You can always check on your own for Kwanzaa activities in your world area. So I just wanted to get those things quite out of the way. I'm feeling very good. We have phone callers on the line. I'm going to this 440-376. 440-376, how you doing out there?
Hey, how you doing, Al Porter?
I'm doing well. And how are you doing?
I'm good. It's Chris. I'm calling from Clevelanders for Public Transit.
You know something? I would like to say I appreciate this phone call very much because I could talk about certain things because I've attended and been around and certain things like that. But can you explain what your group does?
Sure. Clevelanders for Public Transit, we started about a year ago, and we're trying to form a group that represents the interests of RTA riders in Cleveland. So I'm a daily rider. I take the red line, the 26, the 22. I'm mostly on the west side, but I work on the east side. So I'm all over. But we're trying to form a group of, RTA riders to push for better public transit in Cleveland because I could talk about it for a while, but pretty much we've got one of the worst state funding for public transit in the country. It's 63 cents per person, state of Ohio. It's horrible. And then locally, most of RTA's budget is funded by a 1% sales tax within Cuyahoga County. And since we've been losing population consistently since 1980, population continues to drop while RTA's service area remains the same. So they have to keep cutting and cutting services. So pretty much we're trying to form a group of riders to push back on this, and it fits into a lot of the larger issues going on in Cleveland and in the county, like, for example, the Q and this, $70 million renovations and public money. I keep telling the Cuyahoga Council that we've got to do better. We've got to put money into quality of life issues, infant mortality, lead, all that public transit, all that kind of stuff. because people are just moving out because we got the highest tax rate in the state, and then our money is going to things like, you know, building a new glass wall for the queue or something like that. When we're told, you know, we can't get even $1 or $2 million for public transit, which would prevent the fare increase, but you know, $70 million to Dan Gilbert, no problem. So we've got big issues here, and we need to get together, we need to organize, and we need to start being heard.
I hear you. Well, I'm going to start out and ask you this most direct question and get it almost out of the way. How can people join you and this movement? Because I'm on board for it myself personally, but how can we get that word out there? If people ask me, where can I send them?
Yeah, the main place is our website, which is CLE4Transit.org. You can go there. All our information's right there. There's contact information. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Those are good ways to get with us. But really, the best way, there's a phone number on the bottom of the page. If you don't do computers much, you can get our phone number on there. But really, just email us, follow us on Twitter, Facebook. We're going to be looking to have more larger rider meetings, hopefully in spring of next year, start to make that more of a regular thing. But you can also find us a couple things I could talk about real quick, too.
Go ahead.
Through our organizing, we've got the Cuyahoga County to form a committee on public transportation. And I'd like to encourage everyone to come out to these committee meetings. They're not at a convenient time. They are. The next one is 10 a.m. on Thursday, January 5th, and that's at the county headquarters at 9th and Prospect, 10 a.m. on Thursday the 5th. But the good thing is there is time for public comment. I think, you know, 2 or 3 minutes at the end. And the nice thing is, you know, I'll be frank a little bit. When I've gone to RTA meetings, they cut my bus that I rely on, the 45. I live near West 65th Street. They cut that bus last December. And I don't feel like they really take the feedback. I feel like the decisions are already kind of made. But that's just me personally. I have nothing that I can point to justify that, but that's how I feel. But the county committee that they just formed actually seems really interested in trying to actually solve the problems that we're having with transit. It's a new set of people. You know, the county committee doesn't really deal with transit much. Mostly it's just through RTA and through, you know, the state. They don't really deal with it much. So it's kind of a fresh set of ears. And they seem open to concerns. So I would highly encourage, you know, if you're able to make that 10 a.m. on Thursday the 5th, go to that meeting and give a few minutes of testimony and get involved with that committee. If you can't make it, you can also stream it live, and they archive the video on the county's website, which is great. I wish that was easier to do with City of Cleveland and RTA. But those are some ways to get involved. Pretty much just check out our website, CLEfortransit.org, and keep up with the county committee.
I wish to thank you very much for calling in. I do want to point out one thing, and that is there was a particular meeting when I believe I first really met you. And I want to thank Brother Gary from Black on Black Crime Incorporated and others, because he's always on top of certain things to make the information easier. That particular meeting featured a quote that I made as president of Black on Black Crime, speaking about Public Square not belonging to the RTA riders anymore and just not feeling it as mine, because none of us as riders were consulted. And the reason I'm going to give you this quick overview is it was at that same meeting that one of the president of ATU, the local 268, which represents RTA drivers, said rerouting buses around Public Square has been impacting riders, and that buses were running late because of the traffic around the square and are being forced to make more left turns, which are more dangerous for pedestrians and riders. Now, you probably know where I'm going with this, because at the same meeting, it was very interesting where you had Councilman Zach Reed, who said that Mayor Jackson, he alleged that we needed a mayor, and that's who we elected, not a dictator, and that many people didn't want so-called thugs, degenerates, low lives, and others to come through the square. And your personal feeling, because at that same meeting, it was alleged from, I'll say, the mayor's office, that he had looked at safety and that was one concern, that they kept Superior closed. And one of those aspects was terrorists, which that was bravely shot down by a lot of city council people, because if you didn't want terrorists, you would have walled off, I would say, Tower City, but that's another story. But within 3 weeks ago, maybe a week after that meeting, you had, which I thought was impressive, a large, I'll say, cutout of an RTA bus with people inside, including Councilman Cummings, Zach Reed, and my blood boiled when a 69-year-old woman, mother of two, was hit by a left-hand, by a bus making a left-hand turn, where she was legally crossing on the crosswalk. If you could take at least maybe a couple of minutes, at least 2 to 3, where do you all stand on that? And because you all saw it coming and you spoke bravely about it.
Yeah. You bring up a really important question about Public Square. And before I go into it too much, you mentioned city council. I would encourage all your listeners that live in the city of Cleveland to please, please, please take a minute tomorrow and call your city council person and let them know that you would like to see Public Square reopen. Because I think if we can get a majority of city council members on this issue, we might be able to change and override the mayor. But it's very important that constituents reach out and make that phone call so that they know that this affects their constituents, because that's ultimately all they care about. You know, does it affect my district or does it not? So please take a minute and do that. But how we feel about Public Square, I'll try to break it down as quick as I can, and I encourage everyone to go to the website because we have it broken down there real nice. But there are a lot of concerns that we have about it. The first thing being that it creates a lot of delays. We've timed the delays. We've had different riders time it from one end of the square to the other, and we typically see about 5 to 6 minutes or longer, from getting from one side of Public Square to the other. And, you know, when you tell people that don't use transit, they say, so what, you know, leave 5 minutes earlier, big deal. But they don't understand how infrequent a lot of the bus routes already are. They might be once every 30 minutes or once an hour. And that 5 minute delay, if that causes you to miss your once an hour connection on Public Square, you're not just 5 minutes late, you're an hour and 5 minutes late. So the people making these decisions don't really understand how public transit works. The other thing that you had mentioned, and I appreciated at the city council meeting, was specific connections to different buses. The stops, some of them are very far away. We call it transfer proximity. And the great thing about having Superior open is all the stops are right there. So whatever bus you need, you can get off and get on it right there. You don't have to run across the square to catch a bus. And that might not be a big deal to someone that's younger like me that can run if I need to. But there's a lot of, you know, disabled people, low vision people, elderly people that rely on public transit. And for them to even just move these stops a few blocks away, we think is not right. You know, you're especially when you're, you know, slow moving and these buses only come once an hour. And if you got to walk a couple blocks to get this, you know, like you were talking about the 3, you get off the 3 on Public Square. If you got to go down and get the 19 or the 11 or something down near the casino at Prospect in Ontario, you know, you got to cross the street, you got to walk a couple blocks, all that takes a few minutes, and you could see your bus shoot by, and that's that, you know. So basically our feeling is, on top of the safety, which you had mentioned, an additional 1 million turns every year because they have to go around the square, and my blood boiled too when that 69-year-old mother was hit, because exactly like you said, we had called that out along with the ATU. So there's a lot of concerns, but basically what it boils down to is we already have so many challenges with the poor state funding, you know, the lack of, you know, the population decline. So RTA has less money for the bus routes, and then you're going to close the square, which costs them an additional almost $2 million a year on top of the delays and everything and the safety concerns. It's just, it undermines the whole system because public square is our transfer hub. You know, it's our main public transit hub, and you can't just move the buses off the square because our whole rail system is inside Tower City, you know, and a lot of people transfer between the red line and the buses, or, you know, green or blue line and buses or whatever. So, you know, it was built this way for a reason. Our opinion is not radical. You know, our opinion is it was built this way using taxpayer money. Let's open it up how it was built and let's see how it goes. You know, I don't understand why we can't do that. I don't understand. And this is not Clevelanders for Public Transit speaking, but me, my personal opinion and rumblings that I've heard is that, you know, only $20 million of public money went into the square. $30 million of it was, you know, foundations and private money. So over half of it was private money, including a large portion from KeyBank, who has their logo now stamped on public square. So yes, it's not even really public square anymore. It's more like a private, public-private partnership square. You know, it's corporatized. And
yes,
I think that I think that certain people don't want another certain class of people on their nice new park that's going to increase, that was built to increase their property values, that was built to make a profit. It makes them look good because, oh, we donated all this money to public space. But the flip side is, you know, we're going to close it to bus riders and we're going to increase our property values, which is more than going to make up for their, you know, pennies to them that they put in towards the park. So this is a bigger issue. This is a people is more important than property, people over profit type of issue. So I encourage people to get involved with it. And again, please call your city council representative and also check out our website, cleforttransit.org. All the information, there's a button right when you go to the website about public square, and it's got all kinds of information on there. So everything you can read through and call your councilman from there.
I just want to thank you again for calling in this evening and let everybody out there know that we definitely plan on being there East 9th Street. That's Thursday, January mm-hmm. the 5th, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once again, the website, which is so important.
Yep, CLE. For transit, clevelandfortransit.org, cleforttransit.org.
Thanks again, and as you hold the line, may you definitely continue to have a very blessed holiday.
Thanks a lot, Al. I hope to see you out there, and happy holidays to everyone. Be safe
hey,
out there. Watch
happy
out
holidays.
For the buses.
I'm in for that. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-835, one final footnote to add on that. It was very interesting when Councilman Jeff Johnson said that the city talks about the children playing in public square and not the actual people riding the bus. This is more than people playing in water. I think I can leave off of that. One story that I really wanted to get into that I have not been able to get into, if you will allow me to indulge for about a good, I'll say minute and a half, and then I'll be able to go directly back to the phone line, is I wanted to say that it's very interesting that President-elect Trump names Clinix Cosgrove to advisory panel, which is that President-elect Donald Trump has assembled a kitchen cabinet of wealthy corporate and financial executives. The 16-person group, whose membership was announced, will meet for the first time at the White House in early February. Now, Trump's announcement of a strategic and policy forum comes as he assembles what is already the wealthiest administration in modern American history, raising questions about his team's ability to identify with the concerns of his voters around the country. Nearly every member of the advisory panel is worth tens or hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars. Those who will advise Trump are Schwartzman, Potomac, Global Partners, CEO Paul Atkins, a former commissioner of the Securities and Exchange Commission, General Motors Chairman and CEO Mary Barr, Cleveland Clinic CEO Toby Cosgrove, J.P. Morgan Chase Chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon, or it could be Dimon, but I'll say Dimon, BlackRock Chairman and CEO Larry Fink, Walt Disney Company Chairman and CEO Bob Iger, not Igor, but Iger, okay, Boston Consulting Group President and CEO Rich Lesser, Walmart Stores President and CEO Doug McMillon, former Boeing Chairman and CEO Jim McNerney, Global Infrastructure Partners Chairman Adelbaum, Ogunlesi, I apologize. IBM President and CEO Jen Rometty, former member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors Kevin Warsh, EY Global Chairman and CEO Mark Wilberger, former Chairman and CEO of General Electric Jack Welch, and IHS Market Vice Chairman Daniel Virgin. Now, Cleveland Clinic CEO Toby Cosgrove, 2011, the Cleveland Clinic CEO closed Huron Road Trauma Center and Hospital down. A couple hundred people died from 2011 till I'll say 2016, when the only Eastside Trauma Center closed, until this year when University Hospital opened a level one trauma center amidst a lot of different groups coming together and fighting hard for that level one trauma center to be open. As a matter of fact, in Lakewood, Save Lakewood Hospital, it was, I remember the parade that was led, Donna Brown called it, I will say at the beginning of this year, and they were having a meeting to discuss University Hospital opening up their level one trauma center. And a lot of people got behind us and let us know that Cleveland Clinic didn't want University Hospital to open it up here. And I went on and reached out to a lot of people from the Save Lakewood Hospital. You can find a lot of them on the Facebook page as well, and asked them to come down. And they joined us in the march down to that particular meeting on the 10-5. And before I go to the next phone caller, I wonder, are we going to just be closing down urban hospitals throughout the nation? Hey, I just thank you all for hanging out with me. And before I go to 216-835, if this is you, Dr. Toby Cosgrove, I'd like to say that I was just pointing some things out. 216-835, how you doing out there? Who am I talking to?
Well, you're not talking to Toby Cosgrove. You're talking to Gary Canner. How are you, Al?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Go right ahead, sir.
You know, that's the previous caller, Chris, was terrific.
Yes.
Brought forth so much valuable information. Of course, you are always prepared for your show, bringing forth great information. You know, it's all connected. You know, the issues Chris was talking about transit, you know, they're not all that much different than the issues I care about, you know, like the settlement agreement, the consent decree, or I get irked, you know, when Chris said they have no trouble coming up with $70 million to give Gilbert, but to find a few million dollars for public transit, that's impossible. And let's not forget, Toby Cosgrove is behind the $330 million road to nowhere, the Opportunity Corridor.
Oh,
you know, $330 million that nobody understood why they decided to do that. You know, that just kind of came out of nowhere. There's been nobody ever said this is a solution to a particular problem. All they've been able to say is it might not be bad. You know, even in today's Plain Dealer Online, you know, the best thing that this private appointee, this Kitteridge lady, the best she can say, it's not going to be as horrible as some people thought it was. That's the best they can say about it. And so, what Chris described about Public Square is the same thing we see in the city. They gentrified Public Square, and they chased away everybody. They chased away the, you know, the quote unquote undesirables.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same pattern. It's the same pattern we see everywhere. So they have all this money to invest downtown, and then they make it so that nobody can enjoy downtown. I can't afford a basketball game or a football game or a baseball game.
Say that.
You know, I don't benefit from these things unless I can shell out $120. Is the only way I can benefit from these taxpayer funded things. And so it comes down to the same solution we always talk about. We got to vote these guys out. You know, they answer to the Greater Cleveland Partnership. They answer to Toby Cosgrove. They answer to Forest City. They don't answer to the constituents that voted them in. In fact, I will disagree with one thing that Chris said, and I don't know Chris. I only know his first name. He said city council members care about what happens in their wards or to their constituents. And actually, they don't. They care about getting reelected. And this is what has to change. 2017, all 17 city council members, Cleveland city council members, and the mayor are up for reelection. We have to vote them out. We have to vote out the incumbents. We have to vote out the endorsed candidates, or else this is never going to change. Every city council person who is doing nothing to keep Public Square open, for all the great reasons Chris explained, I'm sure he could have gone on for another hour, and just his head would and your head wants to explode where you take a transit hub and then unhub it and just tell the people out in the winter cold, well, you know, make do. And this isn't even my topic, and it makes me crazy. You know what I mean?
I was getting ready to say, I know you didn't call to talk about it, but before you get to the topic, did you do? It's strong. It goes hand in hand.
Thing.
Keep going.
It's all connected, you know? And so what we have to do is we all have to get together. You know, we have to get together and focus on the things that we can change. And what we can change is who we know we can change who represents us. That's a given there, because we have elections. We have elections all the time. And we're allowed to put candidates up. You know, we can put up a Kim Mary Brown. We can put up a LeSean Caldwell. We can put up a Giovanni Garrison.
Mm-hmm.
And all this other stuff that we talk about, petitions and a lot of other things, that's a plausible path.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. I heard you say plausible, but go ahead.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure we didn't lose you.
All right, I appreciate it. Who see it the same way from whatever their particular vantage point is, and we all have to get together and get coordinated and help each other and teach each other and empower each other so that every November we're electing people who represent us. Al, thank you so much. You know, I met you this year, and it's been a great year, and I'm looking forward to a great 2017 as well.
Likewise, and thank you. And if you hold a line, I might be able to get into a couple of other things that you might enjoy just as much.
Is there a way to listen online, or do I have to hold on to the phone?
Actually, no. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, and I am typed under capital A-L, space, capital P-O-R-T-E-R, and that man is all capital letters in large caps with periods after everything.
All right,
Al Porter, man,
try.
In the street. Thank you so much,
all
right, man.
Buddy.
We appreciate you.
Okay.
All
yep.
right.
See you Wednesday. Bye-bye.
See you Wednesday. And we never know, because we'll probably see him in some other activities as well throughout the week. As a matter of fact, I appreciate everybody who does call in. You know, before I play the next song that's going to make a lot of sense, I just want to talk about, I'm sure that he kind of shares everything else along with Dan Gilbert. You know, a lot of people may have missed it, and they wonder what's going on with good old the other poor little rich boy in Cleveland, Jimmy Haslam. You know, he had a deposition that he's been doing since last week, because it was set in the rebate fraud lawsuits. Because for people who missed it, Our Cleveland Browns owner, Jimmy Haslam, CEO of the Pilot Flying J Truck Stop chain, he sat down for a videotaped deposition. Oh, yeah, he got special privilege. He didn't have to really show up. But he was at a videotaped deposition, and if you remember us talking about it throughout the past year, he was answering questions by lawyers about his involvement in the various lawsuits filed over rebate fraud at his family business. Now, you know, one of the attorneys for the trucking company suing Pilot Flying J said that the questionings that came under oath continued from day to day until expected to be completed. And, you know, it had a lot to do in the Knoxville, Tennessee area all the way down to here. Now, there were attorneys for the two trucking firms that they questioned Haslam about the scandal that prompted his company to pay, innocent people paying $92 million settlement to the United States Department of Justice and an $85 million settlement for a class action civil lawsuit. Now, what's very interesting about all of this, if you want to talk about it, Haslam, who is the brother of Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam, they both denied any wrongdoing. Now, here's the thing. There are companies that were not in the class action settlement because they're still suing because they believe they have excellent, we'll say, they have the excellent type of evidence that they say he's aboard with it. But the company's board of directors, however, they admitted legal responsibility for the fraud. Now, wait a minute. This means that a majority of his people, team Pilot Flying J employees, including the company's former president, Mark Hazelwood, conspired in shortchanging customers on promised diesel fuel rebates. So, in other words, they admitted it. Now, 10 of those employees pleaded guilty. 8 still face, like, trial. Now, the case came to light in April of 2012 when the FBI and IRS agents raided Pilot Flying J's corporate headquarters in Knoxville and seized company records. You know, I find it very interesting with that, proving once again that the feds and the IRS won't necessarily raid you unless they feel that there's something that looks guilty to them. Before I play this song about Economics 101, I just want to throw this out on the record that I'm just alleging, I'm not saying it's real or not, but I'm alleging that when it comes down to it, I believe the NFL commissioner himself, I believe that everybody should be tested for drugs, illegal drugs, because how in the world can a commissioner of NFL, now hear me out first, not be on fentanyl or heroin or crack or even straight-laced cocaine when you sit back as a commissioner and you decide, hey, of all the teams to represent the NFL in London, worldwide platform, should be, well, now the 1-14 Cleveland Browns, who were 0-14 when he made that decision and said, hey, I believe the Cleveland Browns are the perfect candidate to go play in London. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say that with all the infighting, I do believe you had 3 different Browns. You had Money Manziel, Josh Gordon, and then another one who had just been suspended on the week of that decision for illegal substance usage. And you sit back and say, hey, they deserve to go and play in London. Sounds kind of fishy and crooked, like the City Hall of Cleveland. And just think, the NFL commissioner had to make the proper phone call to let the owner of the team know you all should play in London. And if you're making those phone calls during the daytime, I'm just alleging and putting out there that the phone call probably went something like, hey, Jimmy, congratulations, the Browns, they deserve to play in London. They deserve it. They've earned it. What do you think? Well, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that more, but right now I'm in his deposition for him. You know, they're trying to say I'm still guilty with the pilot flying J. I'll get back to you. You know I'm innocent, right? I mean, sure. 18 people have been thrown in, 10 admitting their guilt, you know, trial, but has nothing to do with me, so I'm looking forward to London. So with that being said, hey, like Gary said, like Chris said earlier, it's all about Economics 101 HJS.
My blessings, while politicians like to use the term recession. I ain't messing, just becoming of the age. Front page, but I prefer the center stage as I leave my pad and continue on my journey. I hear it all, but it really don't concern me. I'm on my 9, followed by my 5. A lot of jobs just to stay alive, but my story ain't no different from before. I'm that child with it all, but I'm still one more. So I walked about myself in the slum. That's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's Economics 101. Shackles on my feet, but I knew that I would break it. Penitentiary chances, but I still had to take it, no doubt. I never been the one to let it go. Say what's up when it's fast, and I'm chilling when it's slow on the low. I know to work it into something. Too many front end, but me, I'm here hunting in the fast lane, chasing financial gain with a nickel to my name. But your people the same, no question. If I'm gonna never give it up, no major push, but I couldn't give a f- stack your paper till you're done. That's Economics 101.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's Economics 101.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
that's Economics 101. I'm hearing power to the people, but yet I'm feeling out of place. With segregation based on origin and race, I don't know. It's like I'm tripping through time. And false prophets got me searching to find a higher level. It all makes sense, but until then I keep on grinding for my dollars and cents. What's the deal? I'm speaking life in the basics. I see the dream, but lack the energy to chase it. Too much, too fast. I save my money, but it just don't last. My stomach's growling as I'm looking at my gun. That's Economics 101.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
that's Economics 101.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done, yeah.
Come on,
that's Economics 101.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come
on, that's Economics 101.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come on,
by all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's Economics 101.
I'm sending that out to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, as well as Gary, Judy. Yep, y'all know about that Economics 101. As a matter of fact, I want to take the time to say the voiceofradio.com Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is the main event featuring Sheriff Kilroy. And then voiceofradio.com Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. I also want to take the time while I can is to let people know that last Tuesday was the memorial for Peaches and Galatius. They were two children, sisters who perished via arson. First Ladies Dynasty, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Inner City Republican Movement, Donna Walker Brown, Hip Hop Workshops, MC Dare, Dr. Dorothy, Brother Charles sang, Pastor Pinckney, she sang, and definitely gave word from Scripture. Pastor Jimmy definitely led the event beautiful. Facebook Live, it was live, so if you want to see what it's like, you can check it out on Art McCoy's page. there's a WERE logo and him standing with a microphone. That happened, and the date for some of those videos will be December 20th. Judy Martin, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, was there. It was that tragedy that led to our having the headquarters. And when I spoke, I just want to get into the fact that I did tell people that as of right now, because I do my best not to think about it, I don't know how old my daughter would be if she lived, how the holidays and everything. And the reason that I don't is personal preference that I learned after about almost a decade ago, and it made a lot of sense. If she passed at 11 months old in 1986, if I kept doing the math, she would be this old and on this day during this year, that I'm doing the Creator's job, chose or allowed her to pass. And at 11 months, there's a reason why that happened, a reason. And I know I'll see that and find that out when the time comes. So I refuse to do the Creator's job. I do want to also let people know that if you choose, there's also, we love to give information. So this is one of those things that the Youth Corps of Engineers and NACA present home buying workshops where you can purchase a home or save your present home. Three dates to choose from, either January 28th of 2017, February 11th of 2017, May 27th, 2017, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Why rent when you can own? No down payment, no closing costs, lowest interest rates, no fees, no perfect credit, 100% financing, which will be at 17325 Chandler Park, LLC, Suite CL2146, that's Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. You can call 216-322-0811. Since I have a little bit of time, I don't get a chance to do this. Let's go outside the box and play some AUG.
Yeah, ha. Always underground game. That's my freestyle, I read. Yo, check this out. Yo, I love busting freestyles when the beat is hitting. But this ain't no freestyle, so my rhyme is written. It ain't no controversy on the rhyme that I'm spitting. It ain't no royalties on the money that I'm getting. You know it's hip hop when you got dollar rocks. Squab in the spirit, I give your mad props. Hip hop workshop, keep it in your area. We got that new stuff.
And let people know real quick that if you want to, you can check out the blackonblackcleveland.com. That's our official website. Also, the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated. As I look at things, I just want to point out real quick, only a 20-foot step ladder for this soapbox that's needed is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. Race Relations Survey Police Brutality Forum. Well, the concept did originally come from Donna Walker Brown and I, who were going to hold it on December 17th, a separate meeting. But we couldn't do it on Kimberly Brown's film, Anti-Violence Forum. And my elder brother, Art McCoy, said, hold it during the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. Donna lead it, cool. Her idea, we can get families together on violence. Now, Donna suggested Imperial, another aspect. It was announced on Art's show, my show, specialty meeting, cool. Donna reached out to the Freedmen's I believe Patterson's from the Carl Stokes Brigade, and I was able to get a few people from the 137-shot family's murder atrocity. It was nice that Gary Cantor is very close to Black Lives Matter and others to bring them involved, even though I talked to Brother Kareem, and we know Judy and her emails do the rest, so that's a beautiful thing. Now, we did have Pan-African Brother Mark, frontline soldier, in the house, and as president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, I should have slowed down the political talk, which leads to arguments, and I do tend to let people speak out, and so I say that is one thing that I find myself at fault on. But for my 20-foot stepladder, I always wonder, especially as I took a look at things over the past few days, and boy, have I gotten a lot of phone calls. Trust me, have I gotten a lot of them. That's why I thank Brother Gary, because at least I was able to slow down and go over some things. But it makes me wonder, why do we know so damn much? Why do we think we know so much? I mean, a hard right conservative activist will find no fault with Donald Trump. A bleeding heart liberal activist finds no fault with President Obama. Although both this president are men, and the Quran, the Torah, the Bible, the Creator says there are no perfect people. Well, it's true. I mean, President Barack Obama let hundreds out of jail, and he's done a lot with programs, but it wasn't enough to satisfy many people of melanated color. That's the truth. And Black on Black Crime Incorporated, former President Ernie Harris, Donnie Pastard's FYI reports, and others pull the question on Planned Parenthood, and as do many religious institutions, even in the inner city. But there are some who would wish to censor any oppositional talk. But then again, there are others who are activists who would say, never say anything bad about Planned Parenthood. But then there are others who will say, never say anything good about Planned Parenthood, which makes you wonder, wait a minute, what goes into meddling or at least having an opinion or thought? There are those who would say follow the consent decree at all costs, and it's the best things at all times and should never be questioned at all. But to tell people, such as the Pattersons on their pension initiative, Ernie Harris' drive for council to choose beliefs, or even myself or Donald Walker Brown, not to work on our own race relations survey, to me, in some areas, it becomes almost Trump-like, or the City Hall way of taking free thought away, which is just as dangerous as we accuse the NAACP of doing. And the NAACP of doing things, I'll get back to them in a moment. You know, Kathy Colbin of ClevelandUrbanNews.com has written some of the most negative things towards certain members of Black on Black Crime Incorporated in the past. But when she was unfairly targeted by injustice, I didn't really need a group vote as a private citizen to do the right thing, and neither did several others to lead protests, even putting out that I was ready to sue Steve Loomis to be removed for dereliction of duty. At that time, he had missed 7 meetings since that around 10, and also speaking out against Judge O'Donnell not to be elected. Now, there are some activists that say, don't vote. Ain't got us nowhere. Some of that has some validity. But there are some who say vote only, no protest. What kind of fools are you? I mean, think about it. You do need to vote and have that same right that people speak so strongly of. I mean, let's go back to the NAACP, America's premier civil rights organization. I guess they're kind of an old group. So you can't use the word premier, can you? I mean, that label kind of lost itself 60 years ago. And to be fair, they're not activists. They're a civil rights group. Premier group could be considered Black Lives Matter since they draw a lot of policy and protest. I mean, what activist would I be to say them young folks should listen to us older folks? You know, maybe Tamir's Law needs to be implemented. After all, if you haven't lost a loved one to police violence, who are you to tell families who say F a consent decree or something else that they're totally wrong, because people do have their own feelings? I might consider and retest this next week, finish up some thoughts, but right now, Black House Sounds, I ain't listening. We all, we listen all, to we the lyrics.
By the CCR, Cleveland Conscious Rap. Have you ever just paused for a moment? Feel like your life is outnumbered, you know what I'm saying? Like your life, you know? Education is helping you all. when we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland Conscious Rap. You know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them. Whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot. In the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey. We return to Africa. They can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this R&D? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Harriet Tubman through the winter. Yeah. We talk against each other, close set up. All the shackles in the chains never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. What they do, you never heard.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today, I ain't listen to the condition. Ain't business. Now today, I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today,
if I can go to Africa and sow my oats, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. And gave you Jesus and took you all out.
Take over the pyramids in Egypt for newer order.
If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Black said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africans come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left a homie.
I ain't listen.
No matter what they say, they never hurt me. Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy out here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo?
Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't
listening. No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a curse.
Not today. Do they can never hurt me.
My ancestors told me it's a curse.
Some activists have said no to vigils. But how can we tell a family not to grieve because badass Mook Mook had a mom who loved him? Heck, your mammy loves you. And when people come to Black on Black Crime Incorporated because of problems with the law, alleged brutality, what kind of activists would we be to ignore them or ask for a majority vote on helping them out? Not to really break hard on them, but we have the NAACP for that. And most have sought them out first. As a private citizen, you know, RTA was wrong. I was able to speak on it. Today, a lot of us need confirmations from other activists to do what's right. Then we wonder if we're actually activists or not. Something may be wrong. I mean, Art McCoy brought the light, the red light, speed light cameras were wrong. And we knew it. Donna Brown took the issue 107 school levy lead. We even spent out all night at East High, occupied Cleveland Clinic over Huron Road. Active does means that you're active. Imperial Avenue, active. Help occupy downtown. Yep, we were active with alongside of them too. Some people, they complain about my conservative views. But I wonder, because of the inner city Republican movement, with God's help, caused the city of Cleveland to give awards to other activists who fought for Cleveland Clinic to get rid of university. And you know, Cleveland Clinic wanted to get rid of not only Huron Road Hospital, but they had the nerve to get out there and argue that University Hospital shouldn't even open up a level one trauma center. And we had to go down there on that. I remember the hip-hop concert that ICRM fronted money to artists who had something positive to say. Now, Black Man's Army is a group which is for the protection of our women and children. Black men, like men, whoever, should never be allowed to insult our queens, and from now on, I know I'll make sure to act faster on all counts so those things don't have to happen, because I do have a mother. But you know, with that being said, I would like to say that sometimes, no matter what we do, there are always those who come along to even say, well, you know, Black on Black Crime Incorporated should have a Ukrainian or anybody white or this, that, and the other in the organization. You know, for all of people who have such complaints out there in the world, I'm going to tell you what. We're going to be real nice on this New Year's coming up. I'm going to do my best to go by the dollar store. You're not even worth me paying top notch. I go to the dollar store and get some underwear, panties, some briefs, and soak them in gasoline and give them to you so you can go straight to hell. Thank you for supporting our movement. I do love everybody. And the reason I say that is it's a tough job to do what you do, but I appreciate everybody that I work with, everybody who not only comes up with their own viewpoint, but when you have constructive criticism, they actually add to things to cause you to think better and do better. And I do appreciate it. That's the only way we can go forward. Thank you again. Peace.